This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Hundreds of U.S. Marines have landed near the city of Kandahar in southern Afghanistan and established an operating base there. The Marines arrived in helicopters last night, flown in from an amphibious assault ship in the Arabian Sea. A Marine general aboard the ship told reporters the Marines are in Afghanistan to support the Afghan people's efforts to free themselves of terrorists. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What more do you know about this operation?
Well, details are still a little sketchy, Bob, but a Pentagon official tells me that waves of Marines have gone into Afghanistan, hundreds so far, could be well above 1,000 before long. They were flown in last night aboard six helicopters and secured an airstrip just outside Kandahar. It's actually described as within striking distance of Kandahar, which, as you know, is the last major Taliban stronghold, as it were, in the country.
This is the first big U.S. ground operation in Afghanistan. What will the Marines be doing there?
The first thing to remember about the Marines is that they're what's known as an expeditionary service, which means that better than anyone else, they can go in anywhere and very quickly establish an operating base. They can set up an airfield, they set up medical facilities, a communications base, they even fly in their own water purification equipment. So within a very short time, they can go in and set up a fully functional base. Once that's set up, that's undoubtedly what they're doing right now, and once that's ready, they'll be ready to go into combat. Marine General Peter Pace, who's the Vice Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was asked just last week what capabilities the Marines could bring to Afghanistan, and he answered simply, "Marines are very good at fighting. If U.S. commanders want fighters on the ground and they send in the Marines, they'll have what they want," he said. Now, these particular Marine units are what's known as Special Operations Qualified, which means that they can do a lot of the same things that other Special Operations forces have already been doing in Afghanistan for some time. That means calling in airstrikes, advising opposition forces, that sort of thing. But the Marines are there now, or will be there now, in big enough numbers that they can engage in full-scale combat, and the fact that they are being deployed there near Kandahar would certainly suggest they're likely to see some combat soon.
Will they be looking for Osama bin Laden?
That's undoubtedly part of it. Osama bin Laden and the other top operatives, the Al-Qaeda network, that is now the number one U.S. mission in Afghanistan. And what's important now is that with the Marines being established on the ground in southern Afghanistan, they are a lot closer to the places where they are likely to find bin Laden and other Al-Qaeda people. This means that instead of being a four-hour helicopter flight away from a possible bin Laden hideout, they are now just potentially just a few minutes away, which means that they will be able to strike very quickly. They'll be able to mount some kind of commando-type mission on very short order and use surprise. So they're going to be in a lot better position to go after bin Laden now.
Any indication how the Marines were received there?
It's reported that there was no resistance encountered. Apparently, the area where they went in, while near Kandahar, is in the under the control of opposition forces, and local leaders apparently welcomed them when they came in.
NPR's Tom Jelton.